This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Don in Bellingham is. Don, are you there? Whoop, Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Don is ready to rock, Steve, so you got to get out of here.
I'm ready to roll.
For those playing at home, Don will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
On the Starbucks logo, what does the siren wear on her head?
A crown.
Yes. Which type of meat is believed to bring good luck in the new year?
Steak?
No.
Pass.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter G?
A 1.
Yes. Tiger, bull, and mako are types of what?
Shark.
Yes. Who had the songs Bad Fish and What I Got?
Sublime.
Yes. What decade was the Corvette introduced?
50s.
Correct. The Danube River empties into what colorful body of water?
Black Sea.
Yes. Who played Derek Vineyard in American History X?
Edward Norton.
Correct. A male who is a polyorchid has at least 3 of what?
Tentacles.
Yes. Whose first novel was The Hunt for Red October?
Tom Clancy.
Yes. Which type of meat is believed to bring good luck in the new year?
Roast beef?
No. Oh, my goodness. It was near perfection, Don. You got 9.
Oh, I tried.
Well, Steve's going to walk in. We're going to play it cool.
Okay.
Hi, Steve. Welcome back.
Interesting to walk in and all eyes are on you.
Are you ready, sir?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
On the Starbucks logo, what does the siren wear on her head?
A crown?
Yes. Which type of meat is believed to bring good luck in the new year?
Which kind of meat?
Yeah.
Bologna.
No.
I don't know. Turkey?
No.
Ham?
No. How many U.S. states begin with the letter G?
2.
No.
1.
Yes. Tiger,
Georgia.
Bull, and mako are all types of what?
What?
Tiger, bull, and mako are all types of what?
Balm.
What? No.
Balm.
No.
Rocks?
No.
Snakes?
No. Who had the songs Bad Fish and What I Got?
Oh, Sublime.
Correct. What decade was the Corvette introduced?
Decade. 40s.
No.
50s.
Yes. The Danube River empties into what colorful body of water?
The Red Sea.
No.
The Blue Lagoon.
No.
The Black Eyed Peas.
No. Who played Derek Vineyard in American History X?
Oh, what's his name? Christian Bale.
No.
Anthony Hopkins.
No.
Pauly Shore.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, my God.
And that is a loss. 9-4. Oh. Congratulations, Don.
Wow.
Don.
Hi, I'm getting pulled over right now.
Oh, sorry. No.
What, were you speeding?
Yeah. Okay, call us back.
No. Okay.
Oh, can we stay on the phone and listen to you talk to the police officer?
And you know what? You said
you hung up on him.
I did. He's going to call the police.
Do you not want to add talking on the mobile while you're driving?
Well, maybe we could say, "Hey, police officer, he just wanted to be mixed. Cut him some slack."
I also,
maybe the police officer would want to play.
Okay.
For a ticket. If I beat the officer and beat Migs, he gets to avoid getting a ticket.
What if the officer likes country music?
Well, I mean, that's his fault. Then we'll be like, we know Gabe. And then maybe they'll be like, oh, they know Gabe. Well, all right, no ticket for you.
Okay.
We had all these chances to get him out of a ticket, and you guys just hung up on him, and now he's probably going to get arrested.
I don't think he wanted to stay on the phone with us.
He didn't know.
There's no way of knowing. Also, I'm going to give you a point. You said ham. Pork is really the correct answer, but ham counts. And the reason that they say that pork brings good luck in the new year is because pigs root forward.
Fascinating.
Isn't that wonderful?
Let me check with our coach about that.
Bro, I really don't care.
Okay, me neither.
Tiger, bull, and mako, although they would probably make great balms, are sharks.
Okay.
Sharks, yes. The Danube River empties into the Black Sea.
I was going there.
You said black-eyed peas.
That's the long name for it.
Also, good luck in the new year, by the way. Derek Vineyard was played by Edward Norton.
Ah, that's right.
And then two that you did not get to. A male who is a poly orchid has at least three of what?
Orchids.
No.
Three nipples.
No. Testicles. Nice. And whose first novel was The Hunt for Red October?
Whose first novel? The Hunt for Red October. Grisham? No?
Tom Clancy.
That guy, too.
Congratulations on your first loss of 2026, Steve.
Wow. The Daily Mix Show.
Is there any way to get a hold of that guy to find out if he got a ticket?
Yeah. Hopefully.
I hope he calls us back. Okay.
If you're a Seahawks fan, we want you to call in now so that we can ask you a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. If you are a Hawks fan, we want to chat with you. And we promise the question is a simple one, but you must call 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take your calls after Aerosmith.
Stay away from the police.
Bro, I really don't care.
On Saturday night, the Seahawks beat down the 49ers 13-3 to clinch the number one seed. And everybody is very fired up. Rex Ryan and Alex Smith, they are two of the hosts on ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown. And they also had some great things to say about our team.
Who's the only team in the NFL in the top five in offense and defense?
Who is it, Taryn?
It's the Seahawks.
Damn right it is.
That's the Seattle Seahawks.
Right. Yep.
All right. Where's the one of the hardest venues in all the sports to play at?
Where's that, Taryn?
Lumen Field.
That'd be in Seattle. This thing is set up for them. And I'm going to tell you, defense wins championships. It always has. It always will. And you better watch out.
I absolutely think this makes them the favorite in the NFC. Listen, to have to go into Seattle now, I mean, the way this defense is playing, the defensive front, they are so violent. And to be at home in one of the noisiest stadiums in football, I would not look forward to that, being a quarterback, an opposing quarterback, to go in there and do that.
Hell yeah.
I think this is the most complete team maybe in the NFL.
How awesome is it to hear that? Especially earlier in the year when everyone's just like, they're probably going to finish in last place in the NFC West.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Well, this leads us to our simple question. We want to talk to the Seahawks fans. And we're going to start with Annie in Allen. Annie, as a Seahawks fan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty confident. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yes. That's the kind of positivity I like to hear, Annie.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it after watching the game on Saturday? I think some people are a little concerned about the fact that they only got 13 points, but I feel pretty damn good after that game.
Well, the 49ers were unstoppable. They were doing everything perfectly up until that game. And to me, to be able to shut them down speaks volumes.
I agree. It's funny, though, how, like, you know, beforehand, everyone's like, oh, you know, this team has had, what, 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games in each of those games, and, like, everyone's talking a big game, and then all of a sudden they only score 3 points, and and then you see all these, like, 49ers fans are like, well, we didn't have one of our main guys on the offensive line. I'm like, yeah, the Seahawks also are working on, like, a backup to the backup on our offensive line at times. I mean, it's not like as if the Seahawks haven't had to deal with injuries as well.
Oh, for sure. It is our simple question for Chris in Tacoma. As a Seahawks fan, how are you feeling, Chris?
Great. Feel they're going to the bowl.
Yeah.
This is so weird, man.
Chris, where did you watch the game on Saturday?
At Billy B's, a bar in Tacoma.
Oh, nice.
I never even heard of this place.
Yeah, it rocks.
Well, if it rocks, we better check it out.
What kind of food they got there? That's what I want to know.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Kevin in Tacoma. As a Seahawks fan, how are you feeling?
Pretty good. How about them Hawks?
Yeah.
How about it, man? How are you feeling after watching that game on Saturday?
You know, getting the run game going finally these last couple of weeks, it just opens everything up for the offense to really put their foot on the gas and manhandle.
It's funny when I was like watching the game, you know, because after the game before, the week before, you're just like, oh, Zach Charbonnet, we just got to just give him the ball, like whatever with K-9. Oh. And then last weekend on Saturday, I'm like, yeah, Kenneth Walker's our guy. I mean, Zach Charbonnet is good and all, but I mean, it's so funny how like these two running backs are so different and they seem to like address different needs as our running back. It's been great to watch recently.
Absolutely.
It took a while though.
It
like,
sure did.
I mean, I love that they were committed to the run even when the run wasn't working. It's nice to see the run working right now.
Right on time.
It's a great time for it to start working.
Cody in Seattle, as a Seahawks fan, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, incredible. I mean, I grew up a fan, and so getting to see us go to the Super Bowl again for a third time in my lifetime is awesome.
And so, Cody, do you go to many games?
I used to. I haven't made them to this year, but my family had been season ticket holders since 82, so I've gotten my fair share.
I'm starting to have that moment of stress of, like, I need to figure out how to get tickets to go to one of these playoff games.
How are we going to do that, Steve?
I
say
know.
We, because I'm hoping that you get 2 tickets and you can bring me with you.
What do you mean 2 tickets? I was just hoping to get 1 ticket. Now I have the stress of getting you guys tickets, too.
Yeah.
Do you have a credit card?
I do have a credit card. And I had to get new tires during the Christmas break.
Oh.
So I cannot put anything on a credit card
right
now.
So again, where he's posing the question, how do we get tickets to the game?
For free.
I got it. You sell your car.
In. Danny, will you pick me up every morning?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I bet they'll do, like, we have to find all the different contest giveaways.
Oh.
And and try and win tickets. And just be on a quest to win. I mean, there's all these different, like, banks sometimes do giveaways. And other radio stations might do some giveaways. I'm not guessing ours will. But there's got to be a way for us to win tickets.
I mean, I've been winning a lot of contests lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
You did win a TV.
I won a TV.
I won our company.
I won Kraken tickets.
I did, too. I won the raffle to win tickets to Kraken, a little bit different than Seahawks.
I think we're in a position of very good luck right now, Steve.
Now, we're all excited, but we should check with the guy who most matters, and that's our quarterback, Sam Darnold, and see how excited he is to be bringing the Seahawks home games, to bringing the playoff games to home, to Lumen Field.
Huge. To be able to play in front of the 12s, it's unlike any other stadium that I've ever played in terms of, you know, how loud it can be and how tough it can be for another offense to operate. So, you know, we're really looking forward to playing at home for the playoffs.
Let's go, Hawks.
So we just got to figure out, how do we win these tickets?
Where there's a will, there's a way, Steve.
I don't think there's any chance.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, you could get hooked up with merch from the KISW Rock Shop. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for the chance to pick an item of your choice out of the KISW Rock Shop. Anything from hoodies to...
the brand new beanie.
The beanie is sick.
Yes.
There's sweatshirts, there's flannels. And it's Nathan from Lacey playing for the opportunity to rock something from the Rock Shop. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me, Taryn Daly.
All right, who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be myself? Who's it going to be? It's Taryn.
Ah! All right, Nathan. You and me, this is your clip.
Go Kraken.
I believe that is Nirvana.
Yeah.
Is it the name of a drug?
Yeah.
Is it lithium?
Yeah.
Go Kraken. Did you guys go to games recently? I can't tell. It was so great. The game I went to, they scored, and like within like 10 seconds, they scored again. So we were just singing the song over and over.
The game I went to, we scored 4 goals. It was fantastic.
What I'm learning is that if we go to games without Danny, we have a lot more fun and the team wins. Sorry, Danny.
Nathan, well done on that. Now, Danny, I am ready for my clip.
Let's go Kraken.
That would be Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Please tell me why.
Nathan, congratulations. You get to pick something out from the Rock Shop. There's hats.
Thank you.
There's shirts.
Thank you very much.
There's beanies.
Nathan, what are you leaning towards, if you know?
Probably a sweatshirt.
Yeah, good choice.
It's cold out there.
It's that time of year.
Congrats, Nathan. You rock.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. But earlier this morning, we had Dawn on to play Beat Migs, and it ended in a very interesting way. Dawn!
Hi, I'm getting pulled over right now.
Oh, sorry. No!
What, were you speeding?
Yeah. Okay, call us back.
No. Okay.
Oh, can we stay on the phone and listen to you talk to the police officer? And then Taryn had to hang up on him and we weren't able to listen in.
Steve wanted to make it all about him. I was like, Dawn, you figure it out and call us back.
No, I wanted to make it all about us.
So what happened? Dawn is back on hold with us and we're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters. Throughout the morning, we have received some calls and texts from you that we haven't had a chance to get to. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. But before we get to those calls,
yes,
we have to check in with a friend who was playing Beat Migs earlier this morning. He beat you.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
He scored 9, but it ended in a very odd way. Dawn.
Hi, I'm getting pulled over right now.
Oh, sorry. No!
What, were you speeding?
Yeah. Okay, call us back.
Okay.
So we got Dawn to call us back, and he's on the phone right now.
Now, before we check with him, do you think he got a ticket or not? Because he said he got pulled over, so obviously he had to have a conversation with the coppers.
You know what? It's Monday morning. Everybody's freshly back from, you know, holidays. And I bet the cop went easy on him.
Okay. Danny, what do you think?
No, he definitely got a ticket.
Yeah, that's I'm with Danny.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking he got a ticket.
Dawn, you're in Bellingham this morning, and we are just waiting on pins and needles to hear the update to the story. Did you, in fact, get a ticket?
I did get a ticket.
Oh! No!
And what was the ticket for?
Speeding and speeding.
Also, you're playing Pete Miggs and speeding? What's wrong with you, Dawn?
No, they didn't give me the phone part, but definitely got me for the speeding part.
Oh, no. Now, how much was the ticket?
It was one. It's $150. He cut it in half, he said, from 17 to 9 or whatever.
Whoa. Is that because you got 9 right at Beat Migs?
That I didn't bring that up, but I should have. I didn't mention that I was on the phone, too.
Yeah, it could go one of two ways. I mean, some officers would find that to be very entertaining. Most probably would be like, I don't care. I don't care about that show, and I'm going to give you now even a worse ticket.
That's true. He didn't give me the taillight was out ticket.
Oh.
That wasn't really out, but he could have gave me one of those, too.
So, Dawn, were you on the freeway when this happened, and what was the speed limit, and how fast were you going?
I just gotten off the freeway onto my local highway, so it was 50, and then it was a little speed trap where it kicks to 35, and I'd just gotten, and I've driven this road up, you know, 1,000 times, and it's just not a spot to ever sit, and so I thought I was just fine, and there he was, and yeah.
Well, Dawn, that's what you get for beating me at Beat Migs.
Okay, well.
Much love to you, my man.
Thanks, Dawn. You rock. I think we should start like a GoFundMe and pay his ticket.
Sure. Are you going to start it? Because I sure as hell not.
Danny's going to do it.
Oh, Danny's he's on the computer right now. He's trying to figure it out.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. And Greg from Federal Way is a season ticket holder for our Seattle Seahawks. And Greg, you want to chat with Steve about your tickets?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
What's up, Greg?
And, I tried to get through earlier, but you guys were busy talking to all those other Seahawks fans. And I have 2 seats, and I am going to the game, but I would sell my other seat to Steve for face value.
What is face value on that ticket these days?
I think it's 50% more than like a regular season ticket.
Oh, boy.
And it's doable. It's not astronomical.
Right.
To buy them. If you went to Ticketmaster and tried to get the 2 seats next to me right now, $1,700
a seat. Gosh, brother, you should sell those and make some money. I appreciate the sentiment.
I'm a fan. You're a fan.
Massive.
Okay? I'm making you the deal.
Well, let me figure out how my finances are. You know, holidays kind of came. I'm still kind of recovering from them. But let's get your info for sure, man. That's very sweet of you.
Oh, hey, no worries.
And go Hawks.
I think we should start a GoFundMe so that Steve can get
it. Now that, I will do a GoFundMe. Yeah, somebody said that right now the cheapest ticket for a playoff game is $500.
Ooh, yeah, there's no chance I'm doing that.
You know what I realized? And I'm not, it sounds kind of bright. I've been fortunate enough for the last 2 times that they went to, actually all 3 times that they went to the Super Bowl, I went to all the playoff games.
You went to all the playoff games?
So back in 2005, we had a very good relationship at that time with the Seahawks, and they had us go there, and we were even put on like the jumbo screen. It was really freaking cool, and I got to go to both of those games. And then for the year that they went to the Super Bowl and won, I was able to go to the game against San Francisco, which was awesome. And then the next year, I went to the game against Green Bay.
So my question is, what did you do to sour the relationship where we don't have access to that anymore, Steve?
Do you really want to know?
Oh, no. There's a real story.
Yes, I do.
It involved testicles and staples. Let's just leave it at that.
Wow.
We gave away tickets to somebody who was willing to put the tickets on a certain part of their body. And I don't think they were very happy about that. I mean, there might have been other reasons too, but that was like, that was one of a few reasons why I think they were annoyed with us, and understandably so, looking back on it.
So what if Greg called back and said, Steve, I'd be willing to give you this ticket if you stapled to would you go?
What grade staple are we talking? Are we talking like paper staples or the kind that you staple into a wall?
I mean, I think the paper staples are good.
No to either.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you make a New Year's resolution? My 6-year-old did.
Yeah, to be better with my money. And I'm already being challenged with that.
You are going to hear what Barrett is resolving to do in 2026 at 9:50. It is the time of year where a lot of folks sit down and think about making a New Year's resolution. So I decided to ask my six-year-old son, Barrett, about this.
Okay. Barrett, I was wondering, now that it's the new year, it's 2026, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
All right, before we get to what he has to say, I'm shocked. Does he even know what a resolution is? Because I'm positive Tatum has no idea what a resolution is.
He spoke about it with confidence. So I don't know where he heard it. I don't think I told him about New Year's resolutions.
Whenever Tatum brings up something that we don't know where she got it from, I'm like, it's probably some YouTube show we weren't paying attention to. Okay, Danny, what do you think his resolution's going to be?
I think he's going to have a dry January.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Using toy.
He's gonna stick with the booze. He's gonna use his toys?
Yes, he's gonna use toys.
Using toys?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's really a resolution. You're supposed to, you know, set some goals and maybe some things you could work on, things you could do better this year.
Well, in all fairness, some Lonely Housewives have set a resolution as well.
Right.
No.
Things you could do better this year?
Yeah, thing. My family and dogs.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a really good one. Can I copy you? Can that be my resolution too?
Sure.
Loving my family and dogs. That's is the same kid that tells me that he's sick of me.
Right. So maybe he realized that this past year he was a little tough on mom.
He was. He wore me down, and now he's ready for, you know, a new year, a new him.
How long do you think that's going to last?
It's already over.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that one of your New Year's resolutions was to join us for a live night presented by Pinky's Plumbing. And it's happening at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel in the brand new ballroom on Friday, February 13th. Everything is performed live, and that includes the screw-ups. Get your tickets at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, hey. I bet you missed doing that for the past 2 weeks.
I totally did. But you know what? When I'm listening at home, I do it anyway. Just to do that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Happy New Year.
It's nice to be seen. Happy New Year.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
No. No. You know why? Because I'm constantly improving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. Nearly perfect, honestly.
Right. You don't wait for January 1st to improve yourself.
I'm always working on something, dude.
What are you working on right now, then?
Alcoholism.
Okay, good. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Schick Shade. No, I'm kidding. It's brought to you by Palace Law. Speaking of drinking, I don't know if you saw this. I caught this yesterday on Facebook, and I was like, wait, what? I didn't even know this was happening. Apparently, have you ever been to the Yellow Beak in Enumclaw?
Oh, yeah.
They just closed.
The beach closed?
Yeah, it closed on the second, a few days ago. Even though, like, you go to their social media up until that day where they're just like, hey, reach out to us if you have a gift card. We'll try and get you your money back or this, that, and the other thing. Before that, it was just all like everything just seemed like, hey, everything's good. You know, we're doing this thing this night, this thing the other night. But yeah.
The Beak was the spot. There's just a rash of those right now. Like there's the Shanty on Lake City. The Slim's Last Chance is closing.
And what's that other one with a W in their name? The water something.
Water wheel.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's over in Ballard.
Yeah.
Kind of close to my place. Yeah. Does Ted Smith know about the Beak?
I don't know.
Yellow Beak. I mean, that was the spot for a minute. Yeah.
Yellow Beak was the place I remember going to soon after a relationship ended. And a kind man there offered me one of his prostitutes as a way to get over my relationship. And I thought that was really, really nice.
That is so thoughtful.
That's the kind of place you want to hang out.
Yeah. And it
friendly
was,
people.
It gave me a good deal on the girl, too. It was great. It's fantastic. I'll never forget the Yellow Beak for that. No, so they're trying to figure it all out. But it sounds like they might reopen with some new management. But as of right now, they're just closed.
Wild.
Do we have enough monies in this room to pool and take over the Yellow Beak?
No.
Okay. All right.
We don't even have enough money for one Seahawks ticket.
Get lunch.
There's a Mercer Island couple that ordered DoorDash, but instead they got a police officer at their door with their order from Chipotle. Oh. The original driver was apparently arrested during a traffic stop, but the officer said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and finish this delivery for these people. And he showed up with the food. Serve and protect.
That's the serve part.
So earlier this morning, we have somebody who gets pulled over while playing Beat Migs. And in this situation, so if that guy would have gotten pulled over while he was playing Beat Migs, we could have had the officer finish the game.
That would have been great.
Yeah, like you said, serve and protect.
The serve part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, a Canadian woman in a little bit of trouble because, well, she was illegally crossing the border at the Peace Arc in Blaine, and also got in trouble because she kicked an agent during the struggle.
Well, and don't do that. That's a bad idea.
And cursed out one of the agents. Any guesses on what she said?
Ooh, she's Canadian.
I thought this was America.
Eh?
Well, the F words is used in what she said to the Border Patrol guy.
Oh, no.
She said, go F yourself. Oh, okay.
But then did she say A? Go F yourself,
I don't know if she did or didn't, but I don't think she's going to be able to come into the United States anytime soon because of that.
Northbound I-5 over the Ship Canal Bridge is going to fully close January 9th through the 12th, then lose two lanes between January 12th through June 5th for repairs.
Stay home for 6 months.
But guess what? Great news if you're a World Cup fan. It's all going to be opening in time for the World Cup when it comes here in the summertime. So traffic is expected to be months-long headaches. So that's wonderful for those of us that live up north.
So we'll deal with the headaches of traffic so that then when the World Cup comes and everyone goes to the World Cup, we'll have headaches of traffic.
Yeah.
Take the train.
Yeah. Or just stay home. Yeah. Watch the game on TV.
Just don't go.
Very comfortable. Beers are less expensive, that's for sure.
Yep. You don't have anyone bothering you. You can just sit out in your house. It's great. As far as weather, hitting a high of 43 degrees, going to rain today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.